The internet and GWA is tricky. I've been having a bit of writer's block lately. I feel like you can only talk about sexy things so many times before you start to repeat yourself. Maybe this is my brain's way of throwing a fit, wanting you here with me. Needing you here. The little things that I take for granted with you not being here. I want to study you. Study your movements, your breathing, your mannerisms and tics. What will your body language tell me that your words won't? The hitch in your breath when I run my nails across your thighs. The goosebumps starting to form on your body when I blow on your neck. Your body's reaction is a dead giveaway for all of your wants and needs. It's amazing what a simple touch can do. And what the touch of an arm can turn into. I love the positive feedback loop of good foreplay. A simple touch is acknowledged. Your body responds. I notice. You notice that I'm taking interest in your body's response. So you apply some more stimulus of your own. My body responds. We build steadily and urgently until we are just both nuclear reactors of needy desire approaching critical mass. I love it when we click and connect. But those things are so natural, and scripting them is so difficult. Some people can schedule sex. I'm not one of those people. My mind has to be there and fed that perfectly timed stimulus. Maybe that's not fair to you, but I don't think either of us are complaining. You want me this turned on. You want to control my reaction. Instinctively. Somehow. Only you know how. You can rip me up so quickly. And then taper down where I'm begging you to fuck me. You tease me, restrain me, deny me in the perfect order as only you know. I'm so wet. I'm tripping for you. I catch sight of your swollen cock and I'm transfixed. I beg to pleasure you with my hands, my mouth, my body, whatever you will allow me to touch you with. You tell me to have patience. Exercise your own restraint despite your obvious desire.
Fuck, I want you.
You blindfold me and tease my lips with your fingers. I reach for you and pull against the restraints.
You know me so well.
My helplessness adds fuel to my reaction. You sense this and start giving my body some attention. Maybe you suck my nipples. Maybe you drag your tongue down the center line of my body, bringing my aching clit to attention. Only to back off again when I press my hips into your face. I'm helpless again. And hopelessly needy, as I hear you wordlessly drag a riding crop out of its hiding place. Yes. I was impatient. Yes. I understand. Yes. I will count. One. Across the left thigh. Two. Across the right thigh. Three. On the side of my breast. Four. Just above my aching cunt. I won't beg, but I want to. I promise to be good. You slowly relent, tasting me. I hold true and hold still. You reward me with your thick fingers, and then suddenly, I'm empty. Up in my mouth to moan a complaint, and I'm tasting myself. Your fingers in my mouth. You know what that does to me. I'm dripping, and you can tell. You're enjoying this. You release my ankles. I feel your weight on me. The weight of your cock on me, and my body is screaming for you to push yourself in. I want to come all over your cock. Please put it in. Please fuck me. And all of this started with the touch, which hasn't happened yet, because you're not here.